Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Thank you, Lord. So we're looking at the Holy Spirit and His work in our life this month. Let's turn to John chapter 16 and verse 7. John chapter 16 and verse 7. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. John chapter 16, verse 7. Glory be to God. Good to see everyone. Thank God for all the testimonies. People receiving jobs, people receiving anonymous money in the mail. I like it. It's good. Okay. It says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go away, I will send Him to you. And when He comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me. For He will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that He will take what is mine and declare it to you. Glory be to God. What a glorious portion of scripture. Jesus is getting ready to leave. He has been with the disciples this whole time. They have seen all the miracles. They have seen all that He has done. They have seen His goodness, His power being displayed. And now He's getting ready to go. And He's saying that it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. How is that to the advantage that He is going away and that somebody else is coming to take His place? He calls Him the Helper. That is the Holy Spirit. He is coming to take the place of Jesus. But I'm sure the disciples in their mind, they are thinking that how is that good for us? We can see you. We eat with you. We walk around with you. We talk with you. But now you are saying that it's to our advantage. Some of us will think that, if we had been with Jesus, that's actually better. Being there with Him all those 3.5 years that He walked in the earth. By saying it is to your advantage. Why? Because when I go, the Helper will come. When I go, I am limited from a physical standpoint. I can only be in one place at one time. Oh, but when I go and send you the Helper, when I go and send you the Holy Spirit, you can have me with you everywhere that you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is good news. We can have Him with us all the time because the Holy Spirit and His power is present everywhere. everywhere. It is to your advantage that I go away. It is actually beneficial for you that I go away. You won't see me physically like you've done all this time, but I would be with you in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit everywhere. My Lord, that is good news. My Lord, that is good news. The helper will come to you, and thank God he's come. Let's say, thank God he's come. Oh, say it louder. Thank God he's come. Thank God he's come. Say it louder. Thank God the helper has come. We are not helpless anymore. No, we are not helpless anymore. Thank you, Father. Verse 12 says that I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, notice, he will guide you into all the truth. He will guide you into some of the truth. No, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will guide you into all the truth. He will, another translation put this, he will guide you into all reality. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, that's what he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. Whatever he hears the Father and Jesus say, that is exactly what he will repeat to us. And he will show us things to come. He will show us things to come in our lives. Sometimes he will show us things that are coming up ahead. He will reveal it to us. The Holy Spirit will take all those things and reveal them to us. He will glorify me. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Glory be to God. Oh, that is exciting. That is the reason why the Holy Spirit has come, to reveal to us all the truth, to reveal and show to us the things that are to come, the things that belongs to the Father, that belongs to Jesus, that also belongs to us, our inheritance in Christ Jesus. He has come to reveal those things to us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. What happened when he came? And all the words of Jesus, these words that Jesus Christ spoke, we can summarize them in four. We can group them into four. Number one, he came to impart. Number two, he came to empower. Number three, he came to enlighten. Number four, he came to enforce. And this morning we'll break it down and go into detail. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. So Jesus in John chapter 16 was promising them that the Holy Spirit will come. Acts chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4. Let's see what happened when the Holy Spirit came. Acts 2, 1 to 4. Glory be to God. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I like this. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began. Oh my Lord, these people that have been timid, that were afraid before the death of Jesus, now they were filled with boldness and began. Oh my Lord, in our lives as well, we begin when the Holy Spirit comes in us and takes us over. My Lord, that is the point that we begin. Oh, like the disciples, like Peter, on that same day he preached and 3,000 people were brought into the kingdom of God. Oh, they began to heal the sick, like Jesus said. They began to cast out devils. My Lord, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we begin to walk in dominion and in authority. And we begin to say, devil, you are not going to have my children. Devil, you are not going to have this situation. Oh, you are not going to keep me in poverty. You are not going to keep me sick anymore. My Lord, I have received the power of God. I have received the Holy Spirit. And then you begin. Oh, my Lord, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began. They began. They began. They began. They began. He has come, number one, to impart. He has come to impart. He has come to impart the very life of God to us. He has come to impart the very nature of God to us. You see, in John chapter 3, Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, he belonged to the strictest sect of the religious people of their day. He came to Jesus and said, I see all these miracles you are doing. I see all these wonderful things that you are doing. But how can I get in on it? In summary, Jesus said, you must be born again. 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 John chapter 3, verse 5. Oh, glory be to God. Let's read it. John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and in the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Notice, born of the water and the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the one that brings us into the kingdom of God. That makes us born again. That makes us receive the life of God. Oh, somebody said, oh, we didn't receive a religion. Oh, Christianity is the life of God in man. Christianity is the nature of God in man. And it takes the Holy Spirit to impart to us the very life of God. Oh, he is the one that imparts to us the very nature of God. He is the one that imparts to us the very life of God and brings us into the kingdom of God. Oh, thank God we are in the family of God. Thank God we are in the family of God. Thank God we are in the family of God. Thank God we have the life of God. We have been made new creation by the power of the Holy Spirit. We didn't get religion, no. We got the very life of God. We were born again, translated from death to life. Hallelujah. And we have come into the family of God. Number two, he has come to empower us. He has come to empower us. You see, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Thank you, Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Another translation puts it this way. You will receive ability. Somebody say ability. Somebody say power. Oh, we receive the very power of God when the Holy Spirit comes. He comes to empower us to live this Christian life. Sometimes some people say, I cannot live the Christian life like you do. I cannot join the church. I cannot be like you. No, you need to be like Jesus. You need to receive the Holy Spirit, to receive His power in your life to enable you live the Christian life. Christianity is a struggle without being empowered by the Holy Spirit. But when we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, He helps us. That's what He was talking about in the beginning. He's here to give you power to be empowered. Even in this dark world. Oh, this world is dark. We don't need to turn to the occult. We don't need to turn to the power of the enemy. There is power present in the earth. Oh, when the Holy Spirit fills us and comes in us, we have received the very power of God. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to cooperate with Him. Oh, He's here. When He came on the day of Pentecost, He hasn't left. He's here to empower us to live the Christian life, to live the Christian walk, to live the Christian walk. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. He put it in a little different words in Luke chapter 24, verse 45 to 49. This was after He resurrected. Then He opened their minds to understand the Scriptures and said to me, thus it is written that Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in His name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city. Stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Power from on high. Power. We need to be empowered in these days and times. Don't go anywhere till you have received this power. And thank God He has not left us without power. Oh, thank God when we receive the Holy Spirit, we are empowered and bold to testify for Him. Oh, the timidity and the shyness about testifying about the Lord Jesus Christ all goes away. We are now bold to testify. We are now bold to tell people we are not ashamed of Him. We are not ashamed of Him. We are not ashamed of Him. Oh, He's the one that has made the difference in our lives. When the enemy tries to bring back things on us that we have been delivered from, no matter what the addiction is, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, we say, no, we have received the power of the Holy Spirit, and devil, we resist you. We receive that power to be able to overcome, to be able to be bold, to testify. That's what happened to the disciples. No longer are we shy to testify for the Lord, but we are bold to testify for the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And then He's also here to enlighten us, to reveal the Word of God to us. The revelation of the Word of God is what helps us. Notice He said He will guide you into all truth. He's here to enlighten us and to give us the revelation of His Word so we can walk victoriously. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. He says, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Notice what he's praying. This prayer, he prayed it for the church at Ephesus. You can also pray that prayer for yourself all the time. What is he praying for? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. having the eyes of your hearts enlightened. The Amplified puts it this way, having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. We need light. It says that you may know. Oh, glory be to God. You may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Oh, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. He wants the eyes of our heart to be flooded with light. The Holy Spirit is here to help us to reveal the Word of God. Thank God we are not limited by our five senses anymore. We are not limited by the physical anymore. By the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives, he comes to enlighten us about the truth of God's word. He comes to enlighten us about the word of God, to reveal to us. What is he saying? He wants your eyes to be flooded with light, to know that verse 19, the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe. That power is already towards you if you are a believer. If you believe in the Lord Jesus, that power is already towards you. But he wants our eyes to be opened, to be flooded with light, to know that power is already toward us, so that we can live in victory. And he's saying that power is above every power. It's above every other rule, every other dominion, every other name that is named. Oh, sickness is a name. That name is above every name. Oh, then his name is powerful than any other name. He wants us to know our eyes to be flooded with light. To be flooded with light, that we might know where the riches of his grace, the riches of what he has done for us. Oh, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, he puts it in different words. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. He put it in a little bit of in different words. Thank you, Father. He's come to enlighten us, to give us the very revelation of the Word of God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, thanks be to God, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand, or that we might know. That is the reason why the Holy Spirit has come, freely given us by God, freely given us. The Holy Spirit has been given to us that we might know the things that have been given to us by God, that we might know what happened in his death, in his burial, in his resurrection, in his ascension, and what that means to us in our lives today, that we might know the reality of our redemption in Christ and walk in the fullness of it. Oh, maybe this morning, I don't know what you may be going through. I don't know what may be happening. But thank God, the Holy Spirit is here to help you. The Holy Spirit is here to reveal the things of God for that belongs to us, so that we cannot walk in ignorance. The enemy thrives in ignorance. But thank God the Holy Spirit has been given to us to know the things. You see, those things have already been provided. But if you don't know about it, we won't partake of the fullness of it. Oh, I remember one day I had $20 in my pocket. It has been in my bag that I use often. It had been sitting there the whole time, and I didn't know about it. And then one day I found out that it was there. I said, $20, come with me. I'll put you to use. I had it the whole time. That's what he's saying, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Those things have been freely given to us. That we might know what? That we might know that we are the temple of the living God. That we are the very temple of the living God. The same 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. He says, do you not know? See, he wants you to know that. So the Bible wasn't written in chapters and verses. So it's continuing the same thought. Do you not know that you are God's temple? He wants you to know that you are God's temple. My Lord, you are God's address. And that the Spirit, and that God's Spirit dwells in you. Do you not know? He wants you to know that you are God's temple. No longer is God shut up in the holiest of holies like he was in the Old Testament. But no, you have God's Spirit indwelling in you. Oh, glory. That is exciting news. You have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. My Lord and my God. Oh, glory, do you not know? You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the second letter that he wrote to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. It says, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling or my home among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separated from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be to me sons and daughters to me, says the Almighty God. Oh, Lord. My Lord and my God, we are the temple of the living God. God dwells in us. God lives in us. My Lord and my God, we are not helpless anymore. Thank you, Father. And he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4 says, he who is in us is greater. He's greater than any power or force that can come against us. From this morning, from today, I pray that your dominion in Christ is established. Oh, and begin to realize who lives in you, my Lord. Oh, what is he in there for? Is he just like a hitchhiker to ride with you in life? No, he's here to help you. He's here to help you. He's here to help you. He knows about everything. He knows about business. He knows about raising kids. He knows about marriage. He knows about everything. He knows about finances. He knows everything. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And he helps us. He helps us. You can talk to him. He can talk to you. He's come to take the place of Jesus. He indwells you. I will walk in them, he says. Oh, now we know that Christ in us, the hope of glory. Oh, we know that he's indwelling us. We know that we have a home in heaven. Oh, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And we know that he helps us down here. No matter how high the real estate goes up here, we know. we have him. Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we are looking for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not helpless. Our hope is not in this world, but our hope is in God, because we know that he indwells us. He will help. He helps us in the minor details of life. He helps us making decisions. Life is full of decisions. We have to make decisions every single day. He helps us. Oh, that's why he talked about wisdom and revelation in Ephesians. We need wisdom, and he's here. All the wisdom of God is available and in us when we receive the Holy Spirit. We don't have to walk in the dark. We don't have to walk in the dark. We know, because we have the Holy Spirit. Oh, there was a certain man, business. He knows about business. All he had was $50. To start with in business. And by cooperating with the Holy Spirit, he turned that $50 over a course of several years into millions of dollars. He knew what to be by cooperating with the Holy Spirit. Oh, in your business, at work, he will help you. He knows about engineering. He knows about chemistry. He knows about biology. He knows about every subject. My Lord, one day I was at work in a job that I had previously, and The person who was the senior engineer had been fired, and the whole network was put into my lap to manage, and a problem came up that I didn't know what to do. But thanks be to God, oh, the Holy Spirit was right there to help me. And as I began to pray and to seek the face of God, God showed me what to do. This person was pestering. Show me what to do. Oh, one day I was sitting, and like a flash, the revelation of it came to me. And God revealed to me exactly where to go in the network to get that issue resolved. Oh, my Lord, he knew it all the time. Oh, but when I started looking up to him, he helped me. He helped me. It's the same way. He can help you. He can help you. He can help you. The reason why is you have to look to him and be conscious of his indwelling presence, and he will lead you. He will guide you. Glory to God. He led me in that instance. He will guide you into all truth. He's here to help us. He's here to help us. He empowers us. He empowers us to do the right thing. Glory be to God. Enlightens us. Reveals the word of God so that it's not the Christianity is not a frustration anymore. It becomes a walk with Almighty God in close fellowship and relationship with him, like the Father intended for it to be in the beginning. I pray from today, from this morning, the reality of the presence of God, it will be so real to you, and you will walk in the fullness of it. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And then he came also to take the place of Jesus, like Jesus said. So he was here to do everything that Jesus would have done if he was here physically. He is here to work through us and to do the works of Jesus that Jesus would have done if he was here in the physical. Jesus, thank you, Father. He's come to honor the name of Jesus on the earth. He says when he comes, he will not glorify himself, but he will glorify me. He will glorify me. He will glorify me. He's here to glorify Jesus. To glorify Jesus. To glorify Jesus. To glorify Jesus. that his name will be glorified in our lives. When we pray for the sick, when we lay hands on people, pray for them to get healed, when we stand before the enemy, we are bold in the name of Jesus to cast the devil out. When he's come to give us as well, empower us to live the Christian walk. And then also, he's come to help us in our prayer lives. He's come to help us in our prayer lives. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. He's come to help us in our prayer lives. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. As we go through life, he's here to help us. Romans 8, 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Oh, he's here to help us pray according to the will of God. He helps us in our weaknesses. We don't know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself helps us. He helps us in our weaknesses and intercedes for us with words. Intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Oh, that is how the Holy Spirit helps us. He helps us in our prayer life. He helps us in our prayer life. Whoa, one day there was a minister and his wife, they had just finished Sunday services. I mean, two services. He had preached. He was very tired. And when he went home, the wife kept getting this knowing in her heart. Somebody's life is in danger. Somebody's life is in danger. Somebody's life is in danger. And so she took, with the help of the Holy Spirit, you see, he says he helps us. Pray when we do not know. She didn't know how to pray, so she began to pray in the Spirit, in another language, in tongues that she didn't know. So she began to pray, and began to pray along those lines. And when she still couldn't get relief, so she woke her husband, who was very tired, and said, "Join me in prayer. Let's pray. Somebody's life is in danger." And it was summertime, and people were traveling, so they thought maybe some of the people that are traveling, so it may be related to them. But they continued to pray. The husband fell asleep and she continued to pray. And then she still couldn't get relief. She woke the husband again. "Let's pray. Somebody's life is in danger." And so finally they hit up on this and said, "Well, whoever it is that life is in danger, let's pray that if they are awake, God will give them a vision to show them what's coming up. Or if they are asleep, God will give them a dream." And so when they did that, they got relief, and then they slept. And then the next day, that very same day, this gentleman who was in the church went to work, and he was working in the oil fields way down in Texas. And when he went to work, one of the people that he worked with didn't show up. And the supervisor said, "You go up and do this job that has to do with cranes and all these things." And he said, "No, I'm not going to do it." And it was at the same time, see, at 4 o'clock, God had given him a dream that when he goes to work, the person who's supposed to do the work won't show up, and they will ask him to go up to do the work. And when he goes up, there's a fault on the crane that they are using to do the work. It's going to rip out and cut his head. So it was playing out exactly the way he had seen in the dream. And later on, when they compared the time, it was the same time that the pastor and his wife were praying that, "God, if this person is asleep, let them see a dream. Or if they are awake, let them see a vision." So he said, "No, I'm not going to go up." This other person said, "Well, I'm not superstitious. I'm going to go up and do this. And as soon as he went up, within 10 minutes, his head, the thing broke out and his head was on the floor. What did he say? Wasn't God trying to help the other person? No, the other person too, I mean, was a Christian. But he said, I don't believe in these things. You see, but the point here is the Holy Spirit, that other person's life was saved because they were praying. They picked up on it. They didn't know what to pray as they ought. But the Holy Spirit made intercession for that other person according to the will of God. He's here to help us in our prayer life. Just recently, my wife and I, we were there. We were just praying during our regular prayer time. We got the same sense. There's something ahead for somebody. We didn't know what it was. So we began to pray in the Spirit. Began to pray in the Spirit till we got that note of victory. And usually when you get that, pray till you get that note of victory, you burst out into laughter or into praise, and you know that you have the answer. We did that. The very next day, one of the people in the church, their lives were supernaturally delivered from death. They were supernaturally delivered from death. What if you hadn't prayed? He says he takes hold with us against. That's what literally in the Greek, what that means. What if we hadn't taken hold with the Holy Spirit against? He wouldn't have anybody to work with. But that's why we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Even in our prayer life, he helps us to pray when we do not know what to pray as we ought. Making intercession for us according to the will of God. That prayer is right there in line with the will of God. It hits the mark. Glory be to God, my Lord and my God. The way you are nodding your head, I see you are getting it. You are getting it. Oh, glory be to God. How do I cooperate with him in my prayer life? We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It says in the beginning, when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. As the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. As the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. Paul asked a very intelligent question in Acts chapter 19. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. He's here to help us avoid the pitfalls of life. He's here to help us in every area in our prayer lives. He wants to help us. Listen to what happened in Acts chapter 19. Thank you, Father. He says, it happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the inland country and came to Ephesus. There he found some disciples and he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? That's an intelligent question. And they said, no, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And he said, into what then were you baptized? They said, into John's baptism. And Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. There are about 12 men in all. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? You see, he says he helped us with make groanings. That word there, he says make groanings. That is, he says, in literally saying the words that we cannot utter in articulate speech. He laid his hands on them and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. That is the value of praying in an unknown language that the Holy Spirit gives to you to pray, intercede for others. Praying, 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 they were filled. They had already believed. They were already believers. but they hadn't received the fullness of the Holy Spirit. It's one thing to be born of the Spirit. It's one thing to be filled with the Spirit and begin have received your supernatural language to communicate with God supernaturally. This gift is for all the people of God. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, speaking along those same lines, glory be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. He helps us. Remember, he helps us in our prayer life. Helps us in our prayer life. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gift that you may prophesy. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to man, but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit. Moffat's translation says he speaks divine secrets to God. Speaking divine secrets to God. Oh, on the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and encouragement. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds the church. Now, verse 5 says, now I want you all to speak in tongues. I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. I want you everyone to speak in tongues. I want you to be able to speak divine secret to God. I want you to be able to build up yourself. He says he speaks direct to God. No wonder the enemy doesn't like that. Direct to God, and he builds up himself. Jude 1:20 puts it in different words. Thank you, Father. The Holy Spirit is here to help us in our prayer life as well. But you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith and praying. Notice that word again. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit. You build up yourself. Both words in those two places in the Greek means to charge yourself. Build like the way we charge a battery. You build up yourself on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Oh, when you step out in the morning, you are all charged up to face the day. You have a spring in your step. This day the Lord and I will overcome. This day we will go and conquer. This day I will be a blessing to somebody. This day I will minister to somebody. This day I will be bold. You are all charged up and ready to face the day. You are conscious of the greater one that is in you. He is greater than any force or power that can come against you. Let's all say that. He is greater than any force or power that can come against me. The Holy Spirit has come to impart, to empower me, to enlighten me, and to enforce the will of God in my life. Come on, say a big amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let's close our eyes and pray. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank God the power of the Holy Spirit is here. He is here to empower us in these dark days, to live and walk in victory. Oh Lord, this morning in any area of your life where you need the help of the Holy Spirit, lift up your voice and talk to him this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Oh, may this month not be an ordinary month. Lift up your voice. May this morning not just be another day. Lift up your voice. He says he will show you things to come. Lord, show me things to come this week. Lord, show me the things to come in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, lift up your God, the presence of God is here. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lord, show me things to come. Lord, show me things to come. In my life, in the life of my family, show me things to come. Guide me into all the truth. Oh, Rado Shabbat. And if you have not received the language of your supernatural language of the Spirit, oh, in Luke chapter 11, verse 30, it says, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father not give the Holy Spirit to those that ask Him? He's available for the asking. Just lift up your voice and say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Oh, that you saved me. You brought me into the family of God. And if you don't know, you just say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. And this morning, I receive the Holy Spirit and my supernatural prayer language. Fill me. And as I begin to speak, oh, I believe I receive. And begin to speak the language that He gives you. Oh, this gift is unto all, as many as the Lord shall call. As many as the Lord shall call. Lift up your voice and speak as He gives you utterance this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, let's pray in the Spirit this morning. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Pray in the Spirit and in your understanding, building up yourself on the most, on your most holy faith. Oh, thank you, Father. Lord, we give you praise and glory. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, as you go into this week, may your life be a testimony this week. May you receive a testimony in your mouth this week. May you receive the goodness of God. May goodness and mercy follow you every single day of this week. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever you are faced with, may you receive help in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our very lives. Thank you, O God. Fill our mouth with your goodness. May God bless you. May He keep you. May He cause His face to shine on you and give you His peace, His shalom, nothing missing and nothing broken. And everybody said a big amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.